It's interesting that some of the big expenses were things that, just like a glass of wine out with friends, that took a big chunk of your, you know, that's nearly 10% of your weekly income.
Yeah, it was a huge thing, and I would never, ever ordinarily think it before. You know, I don't have loads of money week to week, but you wouldn't really have considered that to be a huge expenditure. But it was, and the main thing I noticed was food. You know, going to the supermarket, it was a real pressure to think about what to eat for a whole week. When the cost of food is actually really relatively high. I know we all feel it when we go to the supermarket, feel like, oh, the shopping bill is really expensive. But certainly, you know, as I said, look at one red pepper and it's 80 pence compared to a frozen pizza, which is a pound.
Now, you ended the week eating cereal. Were you able to eat healthily throughout the week? Did you make that challenge?
I started off really, really well. And then as the money was kind of ebbing away, it really became a thing of, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a piece of toast. I'm going to have some cereal, just because I knew then that way, if I was having that choice, that it would leave me room to have money elsewhere. So over the course of the week, it really did deteriorate my diet.
I'm just thinking, would it, you, because you were talking about freezing portions and things like that, and you did this for a week, do you think it would have been worse or better if you were doing it over a longer period and you could kind of plan ahead and maybe freeze lots of meals, do stuff like that?
Yeah, that it could be that way. I mean, everything I bought was Smart Price. Everything I bought, I you know, really was economical about the choices that I made. There was no branded products. I don't know, it would be a really hard thing to say. I literally did live for £53 for 1 week. I didn't have to do it for any more than that, so I was very much in a bubble of just 1 week rather than long term.
So obviously, when, if I asked you the question, could you live on that amount, you did, but it wasn't an enjoyable experience.
No, and I was really relieved to get off. I think that was the feeling that I imagine that you have if you lived off that amount long term, that there's an ever-growing pressure of, if you had a big unexpected bill, how are you going to fund for that? You know, you're very much hand to mouth. And for 1 week, I could do it. I think it would be an incredible burden to live off it for long term.
Were there any major sacrifices you made during that week?
Food. Oh, food. Nice food. Any kind of fresh food. Fresh food at the start, the ratatouille, sweet potato with the ratatouille, pasta with ratatouille, lots of ratatouille, and then toast with cheese, cereal. And I really did find that that's what got me down, is the food side of things.
Not being able to eat what you wanted to eat.
No, it was really hard, and having to say no to things was really hard as well.